Explain a little bit about the Angels Investors Network.
Sure. The Cabinet for Economic Development, along with the Kentucky Innovation Network, about a year ago, under Governor Beshear's leadership, formed the Kentucky Angel Investor Network. And what this is it is a network of investors, both from inside Kentucky and from outside Kentucky, who come together online once a month to look at entrepreneurs' pitches for investment. And this way, we can get more investors engaged at looking at the opportunities in Kentucky. The investors can be from anywhere, but the entrepreneurs who are seeking investment have to be in Kentucky. So this is a way to get more investment money to our Kentucky entrepreneurs and companies that are trying to get started and grow.
And there's no real some pot of money from these investors, right?
No, they are not required to contribute any specific amount of money, but they are available to listen to the opportunities and see the presentations online and look at the deals. And then if they are interested in something, then they can follow up with the entrepreneur and look at how much they may want to invest personally.
Is there a standard format that any of these entrepreneurs need to know about before going into the pitch competition?
Well, at the pitch competition, we have already selected our entrepreneurs who are going to be presenting at the pitch competition. So at this point, the event is open to anyone to come. We're having an educational component, so you can come learn about the investing process and see the pitches from the entrepreneurs who have been selected to pitch at the local competition. But they are doing a 10-minute presentation, very similar to what they would make to an angel investor if they were in front of them. Sort of like what you see on Shark Tank. The only big difference here is that because it's a competition, they're not actually going to be making a request for investment. They're just going to be pitching their business or their idea.
Got it. And who are the judges?
We have four judges from the region that are all local or regional business people and angel investors themselves. So you'll have to come and find out who they actually are.
Okay. And are these are these in the actual network, or are they just in general angel investors?
Some of them are in the network, and some of them we've invited to be in the network. So this will be their first exposure to the network. But they are all business people who are engaged in business themselves as entrepreneurs and business owners and engaged in angel investing.
Are you releasing the names of the folks that are pitching, or are you waiting until the Tuesday pitch event?
We are waiting, but I can tell you that the ones we have lined up are really exciting. They have very innovative businesses or business ideas that they are working to develop. They're really going to be a really great representative of the types of businesses and opportunities that we have here in West Kentucky. A lot of people, you know, question, you know, we're in West Kentucky, you know, we're not Silicon Valley, we're not Louisville, we're not Nashville. You know, what do we really have here in West Kentucky? And I'm telling you, we have some great, exciting businesses and projects that are going. And the four that are going to present are going to be very representative of this. I think people are going to be really excited to see what we have right here in our own backyard.
So tech industry, possibly?
Some, yeah. Not all. There's one that is not technology-oriented, but is still very exciting. One is a mobile app that's really an exciting project. And then we've got a couple others that are, one's in the kind of biomass area, one's in the, it's a more research-focused, technology-focused one. But it's a pretty good mixture of different kinds. We've tried to not get all of the same thing in there.
Since you've selected the entrepreneurs that are presenting at this pitch competition, there are a few more that will occur before September 24th. If they aren't selected for this pitch process, how do they get selected for one of them?
You can go to KentuckyInnovation.com and connect with one of the other directors across the state and see if they have any openings in there at the pitch competition in their region to get to pitch. But if you are not pitching at one, I really recommend coming. It's a free event. We're feeding you, lunch is included. We just need you to register. But at the event, it's going to be a, like I said, we're going to have a little, not brief, not boring, but we're going to have a little educational piece. We've got someone coming in from the Kentucky Angel Network that's going to talk about angel investing. And so it'll be a good introduction into this idea of angel investing. See the presentation, see how they're doing, see who wins, you know, just get the experience of it. And then if we can help you in any way, even outside this competition, Just give me a call or let me know, and I'll be glad to sit down and help anyone that I can for future pitch competitions or to actually work with angel investors or to help with whatever they may need with their business.
Well, as the director of the Innovation Network here at Murray State, if it's not private money from investors, how are you able to help facilitate entrepreneurs build their business?
We help people at any stage with whatever they need. So we work with people who have ideas that they're trying to develop all the way through. They're already in business and just looking to grow or improve their businesses. So we might be helping with business models, with product development, with prototype development, market research, marketing plans, business plans, and we might be helping with funding. If you're looking for investors and you are in a business that is a good model for that, we can help with that. We can also help you look at other forms of financing. There may be some loans out there you can get. There may be some other funding programs out there. What we do is sit down with you, look at what you're doing, look at what you need, and try to fit you with what's available out there. And sometimes there's a lot of different avenues we can look at to help you get the resources that you need.
Looking at the competitors that you have coming up on Tuesday, is there a favorite in your mind that we won't say any names and you won't tell us who it is, obviously, but is there something that you think is just going to be the next blockbuster, the next big product or big service?
Oh, that's hard because I really like all four that we have presenting. Like I said, they're very different, mm-hmm. Each one of them. And so they each are hard to compare to each other because they're in such different fields. We've tried to get that variety in there. But I think they all have potential to create companies, create jobs here in this region, create companies that are going to grow and expand and really make an impact.
Is there any requirement that if they were to be funded, they have to stay in Kentucky?
Not through this competition mm-hmm. particularly. They get a prize here, then they're going to go on to the state and compete this fall in Frankfurt in front of the full Angel Investor Network. And for this particular competition, there is not a, quote, requirement. Mm-hmm. But many of the other funds and programs that Kentucky has, there are some requirements to stay in Kentucky on. And they make it worth your while to stay here. We have some really good programs in Kentucky to help entrepreneurs.
Well, Loretta Daniel is the director of the Kentucky Innovation Network here at Murray State. And Loretta, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you for having me.